Havana by Stephen Hunter. Ricky.
Oh, Lucy.
Lucy.
Oh, Ricky.
Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz. I Love Lucy. Chapter 1. In the early spring of 1953, a big noise from Winnetka dominated the diplomatic tennis circuit in Havana. That was what they called him, after the famous hit tune from the 30s. It summed him up. Big, powerful, American, unbeatable. And it didn't matter that he actually came from Kenilworth, a whole swank town down the north shore from Winnetka. He was close enough to Winnetka. His name was Roger St. John Evans, and to make him all the more glamorous, it was rumored he was a spy. He was in demand that season. He played at least 3 or 4 times a week, on his own courts, or at some other embassy out in Leafy Bedado, or even more frequently, at the Havana Country Club, or even occasionally, on the private courts of the big Miramar houses out La Quinta, owned by Domino Sugar executives or United Fruit Company bigwigs. In all those venues, the embassies, the big northward-facing houses in Miramar and Buena Vista, the courts behind the Vedado embassies, out as far as La Playa and the Yacht Club, the Country Club, his beauty, power, and smoothness made him many a wealthy young lady's dreamboat, a sought-after dinner guest, a real catch. So on a certain late spring day, the sky was so blue, the summer heat had yet not attacked the pearl of the Antilles.